Right now, though, it's 17 minutes past 7 a.m. and we are joined in studio by our acting news director, Mr. Nick Palmer. Good morning.
Jess, good morning.
Now, this is for a segment we do every week here on Brekkie called Not News, where we look at things that made the headlines that maybe shouldn't have.
That's right, Jess. This is the first time I've done this.
Oh.
And looking at some of the front pages of the tabloids, I may or may not have lost a few brain cells looking at them, just between you and me. Well, first up, yesterday, of course, was Halloween.
It was.
In case you didn't know, maybe you had a couple of kids come knocking at your door.
Do you know what? I was so disappointed. Not a single kid came knocking at my door.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was really upset. I was just disappointed. I got into the Halloween spirit yesterday, though.
Well, yeah, this story is might be down your alley. It's, is this Australia's most haunted highway? Chilling tales surrounding a Sydney road where a mysterious woman in white and a phantom nun haunts drivers.
A phantom nun?
Yes.
Ooh.
And Northern Sydney's Wakehurst Parkway. It's notorious for fatal crashes and a site infamous for gruesome slayings. Best known for ghost stories about a haunting nun and a woman called Kelly. Now, there's a couple of first-hand accounts of Kelly. A taxi driver. His name is Hala Owo, he's described a chilling paranormal activity encounter he had with a nun, who he claims appeared inside his car.
Rude.
Yeah, so to get to the bottom of this,
Did you go to Catholic school, Nick?
No, I did not.
See, I did.
Right.
So scary phantom nuns are a real possibility.
Yeah, well, both of my parents went to Catholic schools back in the 60s and 70s, and they said those sisters, they packed a punch.
So my younger sister, she went through like a bit of a phase where she just hated going to school. We were going through some things and it was kind of a tough time for her. She was only like 6. And so she used to hold on to the front of the school gates and just refuse to go in.
God.
And our resident scary nun who ran our school, Sister Venera, she actually grabbed her and pulled her off the gates, screaming and crying, and like walked her into school and was like, get over it.
Whoa.
She was a scary nun.
She sounds
so
scarier
nuns
than
nuns do scare me
a
little
nun.
Bit. Now, what's our next story?
Well, we've got Mr. Kanye West. You might have heard a little bit about him in the last few weeks.
Just a little bit.
He had that bizarre meeting with Donald Trump. Even by Trumpian standards, it was
bizarre.
Yes, it had old Donald a little bit perplexed. He's tweeted out that he's distancing himself from politics.
Thank God.
This is what he's...
Good move, Kanye.
Yes, I agree. It's his tweet said, "My eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I'm distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative." Kanye... Hear, hear.
So, Kanye.
Eyes wide open and mouth
sealed shut.
Sealed shut from now on.
Kanye is an odd character.
He is. Well, look, I'm a big fan of his music.
Are you?
I grew up as a kid, you know,
listening to Kanye.
Listening to his older stuff. So, I consider him his genius to not
exist.
Extend past his musical ability.
I question the existence of his genius full stop sometimes.
Fair enough.
I question a lot of Kanye things. There's been some weird stuff happening. That SNL performance in the water bottle costume, the whole shebang, it's with Donald Trump. It's an odd one.
I just think back to...
all the MAGA hats that he wears.
I think the first time a lot of people heard of Kanye West outside of his music was... he appeared on when Hurricane Katrina was on, he appeared on like a telethon thing.
Oh.
And he said, George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. So it's interesting.
Kanye's made a lot of weird comments though through his life.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Slavery was
to see,
a choice comment. That was a weird one.
It's interesting to see how he's kind of gotten to where he is now, considering where he was.
I think a huge reason that he is where he is today is Kim Kardashian West. That woman is unsinkable and she is not letting him take her down with him. Like, she is like, no, we will survive this. That's the first time I really heard of Kanye West is when he married Kimmy. Because I'm a closet, not even a closet, I'm an outright Kardashians fan. I love their show. I know
Team Kim?
Controversial. Okay. I'm not necessarily Team Kim, but I do like watching the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a very smart... Like, say what you will about Kim Kardashian, that woman has taken nothing and made millions. Billions. So, you know, she's a smart businesswoman, and I think she's tied herself to this guy who's just... losing the plot a bit.
And she gives us plenty of content for this segment.
Absolutely. Kimberly, we love you.
Yeah. And,
unpopular opinion among most.
Yeah. Getting onto a story that I personally believe should have gotten some more.
Okay. So this coverage. Is something that yeah. didn't get enough coverage.
Yes. Well, there was a report from the WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Global wildlife populations, they've fallen by 60% since 1970.
Good God.
So we're talking about a time frame of...
That's just under, like, 50 years.
Just under 50 years, and we've lost 60% of our global wildlife population.
This is the next mass extinction. This is the next... And the whole idea of the Anthropocene and the whole idea of how far we can push the world before it completely collapses is terrifying.
It's, well, it's another, clear and apparent example of climate change and global warming and the effects
60%
that our actions are having on the world. And
one thing though that I think a lot of people report on, because it's a more popular thing to report on, is how much wildlife, how much fauna we've lost, but the amount of flora that we've lost as well, and the amount of plant life and plant species and vegetation spaces is I would assume just as, if not more, concerning.
And it's all interconnected, of course. You know, year 12 biology, you know, you learn about how the ecosystem is totally connected, and if one species struggles, then everything struggles.
Absolutely. Just look at what happened when they reintroduced wolves into Yellowstone. Like, that was a beautiful example of how much the ecology of the space relied on that one animal.
Mm, and I also think of the Brumbies
yes.
in the national park
yeah.
down south.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, you know, that's a really concerning thing.
Well, no, there's so much happening with wild horses. I know that on our Weekend Breakfast this week, they did a really interesting piece about a proposed cull of wild horses in the Snowy Mountains National Park. And that a lot of them are apparently starving to death because...
I saw photos of, like, yeah, dead and dying horses.
It's bizarre. Horrific. Yeah. It's just a really, really sad thing. And we all love animals. Well, most of us love animals too. They're cute and they're cuddly and they're sweet. And we're just destroying the world they live in. That should have got a lot more